Princess Diana, the true story of the life and time of Diana Spencer, Princess of Wales, written by the History Journals and Liam Dale, narrated by Liam Dale. In fairy tales, dreams do come true. Little girls can grow up to marry handsome princes and live happily ever after in beautiful palaces, where they have delightful children of their own, and in time become queen to rule with wisdom and grace. But in real life, even when it appears a fairy tale is being played out in the full glare of our modern media age, things never seem to go quite to plan. There are few places in the world today where you can still find princes and princesses, or, for that matter, kings and queens. But the thousands of visitors who travel to London each year come face to face with royal palaces and a history of succession that dates right back to the Dark Ages. However, in the late summer of 1997, people from all over the world gathered in London in a state of utter shock and disbelief, as the most publicised fairy tale of the 20th century came to an abrupt and tragic end. In the early hours of Sunday the 31st of August, a shocking news story began to unfold, with the world press agencies on red alert. Shortly after midnight, Diana, Princess of Wales, left the Ritz Hotel in Paris and got into a waiting Mercedes with her companion, Dodi Al-Fayed. Speeding off into the night, to escape waiting reporters, the car crashed at high speed in the Place de l'Arme road tunnel. The driver and Dodi died instantly, but the emergency services arrived to find Diana alive, although seriously injured. At the nearby hospital, a team of doctors did all they could, but to no avail, and the princess, who should, if fairy tales are to be believed, have lived happily ever after, died at the tragically young age of 36 at 4 a.m. Paris time. As the people of Britain awoke to hear the terrible news in the early morning bulletins, the sense of loss was palpable across the nation, and within hours floral tributes began to appear at the gates of Kensington Palace, creating a carpet of colour the like of which had never been seen before. The one question upon everyone's lips was quite simply, how could this have happened? Despite the fact that Diana had been divorced from the Prince of Wales for the past year and had relinquished her HRH status, she was still officially a member of the royal family, as the mother of the second and third in line to the throne. For the great British public, Diana...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?